A Blocky World by Lewis. We had won tickets to the theatre to see a show. We found our seats and quickly settled down. The lights dimmed, the audience hushed, the curtains drew back and bang! The curtains stopped. A few people huffed inside while we waited for the show to begin. After a few minutes some people started to complain and everyone was worried. Let's go have a look at the curtains to see what has happened, suggested my friend Peter. Okay, let's go, I replied. We slowly crept to the curtains to investigate. We went behind the curtains and Peter and I were confused because everything was fine. Then suddenly there was a bang and something glowing. We had a look at what was glowing, but before we could get there, we were transported in a weird block world where everything was made of blocks. Where are we? Asked Peter. I don't know, I replied. We looked around and there was just block animals like cats, dogs, cows, pigs, sheep, horses, wolves, chicken, ocelots, fish and birds. It was amazing. Let's go have a better look around, I said confusedly. Okay, replied Peter. We travelled through jungles, deserts, snow and swamps. At every stop there was a portal, but when Peter and I looked through it, sadly there's no end of this world. What should we do? Asked Peter. We need to get back to the theatre. I don't know, I replied. We have tried every portal we have seen. We travelled and ended up in a rocky canyon with lots of caves. This looks hopeful, suggested Peter. We explored around. Suddenly, Peter slipped and fell down the canyon into a well. There was a loud roar, a dragon's roar. This is a dragon's lair, I stammered. Suddenly, there was another bright glow. That must be the way to the theatre, I shouted.